Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Tyler Lipscomb of Augusta, Georgia. I said, name certain fruits in the plural, change the second letter to an L, read the result backward, you'll name two things to drink. What are they? Well, the fruits are avocados. Make that change, you get cola and soda.
We received more than 1,400 correct responses, and the winner this week is Steve Becker of Grantham, New Hampshire. Congratulations, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Lulu. Hi, Will.
Hi.
Hey there.
How'd you figure it out?
Well, I usually listen to the podcast of the puzzle on Sunday night when I'm in bed, and I was listening to the puzzle, and I went through a list of fruits on the internet and stumbled upon avocados, and yes, it is a fruit.
It is.
And I read it backwards, and there it was.
Congratulations. And what was it like when you got the call?
It was mind-blowing. I was in my car and I almost didn't pick up, but I know you insist on picking up the phone when it rings. So I did. I'm glad I did.
I hear you have a fun outdoor hobby.
Yes, I love geocaching. Are you familiar with it?
I am not.
It's like a scavenger hunt where you use the GPS on your phone to look for hidden treasures and containers that have little prizes in them. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great activity to do, especially during the pandemic.
And, exactly.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Well, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Steve, the theme of today's puzzle is PB&J. I'm going to give you three words starting with the letters PB&J. You give me a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase.
Okay.
For example, if I said parking, back, and job, you would say lot, as in parking lot, back lot, and job lot.
I got it.
Here we go. We're going to start with three-letter answers. Penalty, boom, juke.
Box.
Box is right. Number two is power, buzz, jig.
Saw.
That's it. Present, birth, B-I-R-T-H, judgment.
Day.
That's it. Pill, bed, jitter.
Bug.
That's it. Now we're on to four-letter answers. Perp, that's P-E-R-P, perp, board, J.
Walk.
That's it. Paddle, basket, jump.
Ball.
That's it. Parting, big, jello. Parting, big, and jello.
Mold? No. Parting. Parting, big, jello.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Let's say, and the thing that follows jello.
Something that they do on spring break.
Yeah.
Shot.
That's it. A jello shot, a big shot, and a parting shot. Good. Plymouth, bed, jailhouse.
Rock.
That's it. Now we're on to five-letter answers. Pogo, broom, joy.
Stick.
That's it. Pocket, butter, jack.
Knife.
That's it. Passion, bearing. That's B-E-A-R-I-N-G. Juicy.
Fruit.
Good. And your last one, it's going so fast. Your last one's a six-letter answer. Pickled, bell, jalapeno.
Pepper.
Man, oh man. Boom, boom, boom.
That was amazing. How do you feel?
Oh man, that was more fun than a monkey on a trampoline. That was great.
I agree with that.
A lot of
it
fun.
It was more fun than a monkey on a trampoline. That is a true thing. And you were really great. How did you prepare for this?
I love puzzles. I play word puzzles all the time, and it's something I enjoy doing. Yeah.
Well, you did great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Steve, which member station do you listen to?
NHPR, New Hampshire Public Radio.
That is Steve Becker of Grantham, New Hampshire. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks so much, you guys. That was fun.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. Name a world capital. Change one letter in it to D-Y. That's D as in dog, Y as in yellow. and the result will be two words, one after the other. The first word names somebody you like to be around, and the second word names somebody you don't like to be around. What city is it? So a world capital, change one letter in it to a D-Y. The result will be two words, one right after the other. The first word is somebody you like to be around, and the second is somebody you don't like to be around. What city is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times if you pick up the phone, and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.